8th Perek of Trumas, Mishnah Tet. This continuation of the previous Mishnah. We learned the previous Mishnah, Machlokes. It's nothing as Safik Tomei. If you are, Rabbi Leza said that you have to watch over it from becoming Tomei. Rabbi Yeshua says you can be put in a situation that will become Tomei. And we pass him like a Galilea, but said just leave it alone. And you don't have to be concerned somebody's going to drink it. You can just leave it alone, and when it becomes badly tummy, then you can burn it. So now we have another situation. The way the old-fashioned wine crevices were made was there was a crushing area on higher up, which the grapes would be crushed, and the wine would come out of that through a tube, and would pour into a lower area, which would receive the wine. So basically, what we have on the top, we have wine which is tahor on top, which if you leave it alone, it's going to pour into the bottom body of wine, bottom area of wine. Now the wine in the bottom is tamei. So if we leave it alone, basically what's going to happen over here is that the wine which is tahor on top is going to become tamei by getting mixed into the bottom wine. So it says in the Mishnah over here, Moshe Rabbi Lezer Rabbi Yeshua, even though by Suffolk Tomei there was a machlokes that she should be matamor or not, but over here they both agree. If you could save the revius of this wine which is pouring in the tahira without being matamis, then do that. In other words, you have to matriach yourself to try to find a klitar to matle the wine from going to the bottom. If not, then Rabbi Lezer Oimer Teir Mitzitama, just let it go down by the men of the yad, and you should not be matama it by yourself. In other words, if you're going to put your hands there, or you're going to take a cleavage of tummy, you're going to cause the wine on the top to become tummy through your action. If you don't do anything, it will become a tummy by itself. So the letter holds that you're not going to get involved, even though this will eventually become tummy, but you're not going to be actively involved in the tummy. That's Rabbi Lezer's opinion. Rabbi Yeshua holds, I mentioned the Mishnah, Rabbi Yeshua holds that if you have a lot of wine of chulin on the bottom, and by letting the wine on the top get mixed in the chulin, what's going to happen is it's going to alter everything, because in that case we don't have 100 times the truma that's falling into it. And we learned before that if you have less than 100 times the truma, the whole thing becomes also, and here the truma became tamei also, so you have nothing to do with this wine. So in such a case, Rabbi Yeshua would hold that you are permitted to catch the wine that is pouring in, and even in the fashion it can be metamic. What's the logic behind it is because if that echoed, this wine anyway will become tamic, and if that is shame, if you let it go down, then you can be mastered all the chulin over there. So to prevent the heft of chulin, we permit you to be actively involved in the time of the wine that's about to go down.